And our gospel reading is from the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and the Lord brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. The Lord said to me, "Mortal, how can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." And God said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling. The bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them. But there was no breath to be found in them. Then the Lord said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as God commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then God said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves. O my people, I will bring you back to the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." The Gospel of our Lord. Amen. To you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word gospel means good news. Normally, we associate that in the church with the life, the teaching, the miraculous nature of Christ. But to take that view is very myopic. The good news of God springs forth throughout Scripture. Today for our gospel reading, we have the words of the prophet Ezekiel. Now of all the prophets in the Old Testament, Ezekiel is the one that we might know the most about. Ezekiel was a priest working in the major temple, Solomon's temple, in Jerusalem. The king of Judah over Jerusalem at that time was King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah picked a fight with the Babylonians. A strong nation, a mighty nation, a large nation, a rich nation, a powerful nation. It'd be like Canada picking a fight with our American neighbors. The Babylonians came. They conquered. They destroyed. They left Jerusalem in rubble. They burned. They desecrated the temple. And from the land of Judah, from the land of Israel, they took the best and the brightest in the captivity. They basically went from village and village and city and city. They lined people up and they took the strongest and the smartest and the most useful and they sent them back to Babylon. And all they left behind were the weak, the infirm, and the elderly to watch over Israel. Ezekiel was one of these people that was sent to Babylon. They didn't go to Babylon as slaves. They didn't have chains put around them. They were not whipped constantly. They went to Babylon as workers. They went to Babylon to do the job that the Babylonians didn't want to do. They went to go work at their Tim Hortons. They went to go clean their bathrooms and paint their fences and work in their vineyards. But they were allowed to marry as they wanted. They were allowed to buy houses and own property. They were allowed to vote and elect their own community leaders. And over time, they started to get very comfortable in Babylon. In fact, these Jews living in exile no longer appeared to be Jews any longer. They no longer gathered to worship Yahweh. They no longer ate the kosher food. They no longer kept the sacred holidays, Yom Kippur, Passover, Purim. They no longer circumcised their males. They wore the clothes of the Babylonians. They sung the songs of their hosts, the Babylonians. They ate like the Babylonians. They married like the Babylonians. In fact, things were so integrated that if you ever hear about the lost tribes of Israel, this is where they are lost, in Babylon, because they stop looking like Jews. They stop associating with their Jewish history. They no longer see themselves as children of Abraham, as sons of Isaac, and now they are fully Babylonians. And into this comes the prophet Ezekiel. God calls Ezekiel and says to Ezekiel, I want you to be my prophet. He takes Ezekiel out into this valley, and it's filled with dry bones. The bones of Israel. Israel is dead. There is nothing that separates them from the Babylonians. The people of Israel have died. The crows and the ravens and the varmints have picked their bones dry. Now we just have a valley of dry bones. For Jews like Ezekiel, like Jeremiah, like Isaiah, like Daniel, there seems to be no hope. There seems to be no future. Where is their hope? Where is their God? Where is their worship? Where is their new start for tomorrow? For all too many, their neighbors and their friends and their family members are quite happy living as Babylonians. They have no desire to go back to Israel. They have no desire to start anew. They have no desire to celebrate Passover, to eat kosher food, to abstain from shellfish or pork, to give up their Babylonian wives or husbands. They're happy where they are. They've surrounded their lives with stuff. They have houses and gardens, we are told. They have very comfortable lives. And so for the faithful Jews, it would seem that the nation of Israel is dead. They are no longer special. Their relationship with God isn't special. And there is no hope for tomorrow. This is the valley of dry bones. Israel has been conquered, not by sword, not by army, but by culture. Maybe like our world. We surround ourselves with stuff. We surround ourselves with the comfort of life. We make our lives look like everyone around us. We take our cues from the world about what is right and wrong, what is acceptable, what is light, what is darkness, what we should strive for, what we should do, what should make us happy, what we should shun. From the word of the Lord? From the Bible? Or from the common wisdom of the world around us? Where is our hope as a church? Where is our hope for tomorrow? Is the church growing? Is the church succeeding? Does the church seem vibrant? Does the church seem relevant? Is the church involved in the discourse of the average reality of our world? Maybe not. Maybe like those Jews 600 years before Christ was born. We've assimilated into our society. Our hope for tomorrow is found in our comfort and in our peace and in the things that we possess and in simply leading quiet lives that are left alone. And into this comes the word of the Lord. God says to Ezekiel, see those dry bones? Preach to them. Prophesy to them. Say my word to them. This is our calling as Christians, to be prophets in the world, to bring that good news. You know, if God doesn't say to Ezekiel, I'll tell you what, Ezekiel, I'll make you a deal. I'll bring these bones to life and then you preach to them. God, that's what God's saying to us. I tell you what, I'll bring people in the church and then you be nice to them and then you testify to them. No, God says to Ezekiel, you go to the dead and you tell them the good news. You preach to them, you prophesy to them, you share my word with them. And Ezekiel says, fine, I'll do that. As Christians, as people of Christ, that's our job. If we simply wait till someone comes to us and says, hey, tell me about Jesus. Hey, what time is church Sunday morning? We're keeping our distance. We're not fully engaged and we're not fully involved and we're not fully living out our gospel calling. God says to Ezekiel, go to the dead, go to the dry bones and you preach to them. And Ezekiel preaches to the bones. And the bones come together and they clack. And in this great biblical vision, we have a valley now of the skeletons. But they are missing sinew and flesh. Sinew and flesh come upon them. And then God says, we need to put breath in them. This word in Hebrew, breath, ruach, is the same word breath that God uses in the first chapter of Genesis as He forms Adam and Eve and He breathes life into them. This is the Spirit of God. This is the word that defines the Holy Spirit. God says, these people need something. These people need spirit. These people need hope. And so from the four winds and the four corners of the earth, because God is everywhere. He's in our schools and our homes and our places of work and our hospitals and our correctional institutions, you name it. From all these areas, God's Spirit comes. It comes upon the people and now they are alive. And now they have hope for the future. This is the vision of Ezekiel. It is a vision of restoration. They have come out of the grave. They are living new life. As St. Paul says in today's reading from Romans, in the flesh, we are dead. All of us experiences death around us every day. We experience death in relationships. We experience the death of dreams. We experience the death of worldly hope. We experience the death of plans that go wrong. We experience the death of friendships that fail to materialize. You name it, we experience death every day. Sometimes little deaths. When plans don't go how we like. When relationships seem to fall apart. When we are frustrated. When we lose a little bit of hope for the future. We experience death. We mourn those things. Make no mistake about it. We experience the death of the flesh. In the frailty of our bodies. In the reality of sickness and disease and earthquakes and typhoons and that which steals us from our loved ones and steals our loved ones from us. There is no hope in the flesh. You will not escape the grave. You will not escape sickness. You will not escape sadness and tears and you will not escape death. No matter how much stuff you surround yourself with, no matter how comfortable you make your life, no matter how much you insulate yourself, you are simply gratifying the flesh. And the flesh dies. And the flesh withers. And the flesh will be no more. But if we live in the Spirit, then we have something eternal. We have a hope for a future. We have a hope that says all that stuff that we surround ourselves with, stuff that we lose and stuff that is stolen, that stuff's not supposed to be permanent. But the breath of God in us, the Spirit, this is our hope for tomorrow. The Spirit tells us the way things are today is not the way they're going to be tomorrow. The Spirit tells us, you know what? God is at work. And God is transforming the dry old bones of our life, old relationships that haunt us. Failures that nag at us. Things of mourning that we hold in us. These old skeletons in our closet. God brings new life to them, new meaning to them, and new hope to them. And that's good news. That God is bringing these things to us. This is the good news of Ezekiel's vision. That all is not lost. That when we feel that there is no way going forward. When we feel that which we most prize, our sense of self, our vanity, our strength, our health, our status, our wealth, whatever it may be, but that we most prize, when we lose that, and we will be humbled and we will lose that, we're called to recognize that that's not who we are. That the most valuable thing that we have has been given to us. Not by the world, we haven't earned it through works of the flesh, but it is that Ruach, that spirit that comes from the four corners of the world and inhabits in you. And that cannot be taken from you. And when you feel that you are dying, when you feel that you are dried up, when you feel that you are parched in the sunburnt land, know that that spirit is bringing restoration. That spirit is bringing new understanding. That spirit is bringing life to death. That is the spirit that leaves the cross empty. That is the spirit that walks out of the tomb, and that is the same spirit that we have. And that is the spirit that brings us good news. That's life in the spirit. That's a life that grows and a life that learns, and it is a life that might be shaken, but never knocked down, because it is a life that is eternal. That's the vision that Ezekiel brings us. That's the vision that Ezekiel brings 2,600 years ago to the Jews. It's the vision that Jesus Christ brings to the world 2,000 years ago when He walks out of the tomb. And it's the vision that God brings to the church now as we wonder, what next? What next for a budget? What next for ministry? What next for a program? What next for worship? Doesn't matter. Because we have God's Spirit. We will be shaken, but we will not be knocked down. We will suffer, but we will always rise again. Because that which we have, that which we share together, has been given to us by our Lord. When we experience dryness, when we experience death, when we experience doubt, we pray. Like Ezekiel, we look for the good news. And like Jesus Christ, we walk from death to life. Amen.